Bla 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 bla. Hello.
Oh, this is yours.
Okay. What?
We got this.
Huh? Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay.
If you can't smell my socks right now, it's not my problem.
Yeah. Just.
You have to deal with
it. Yeah, I get.
Hello. This is the more your favorite show on the entire internet platform. This is episode 8, isn't it?
It is.
Right. So, my name is Mehdi Adegari, and here I am with my co-host, Parto.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say your last name here. Parto.
Parto Sheikh Hassan.
Right. So, two of the greatest people in the world.
Wow, okay.
We're here with another podcast episode because last week we were not here because the studio was somehow closed because the sound engineer for some reason decided to go to one other city for some very, very, very shady reasons. So we were unable to record the podcast episode last week. So here we are with another day. Okay, so how are you, Pato? What have you been doing during the last week?
I slept like a grizzly bear, you know. Just the exams were over, felt so good.
Did you sleep like a grizzly bear or a grizzly bear?
Yeah, that was British.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you have to do that? Seriously.
Right, okay. So I'll continue.
Yeah. I took a trip to Shah Savar.
Have you been? Why?
Because my grandmother lives there. Oh. It's a beautiful place.
What's your grandmother like?
But should I just describe the whole thing? Like, she's so kind. Yeah, I don't know. I love her.
No, I see. That's good. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So,
didn't you just go anywhere?
Wait, was it the holidays that we just passed? Was it the couple of holidays?
No,
it was like after the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I just worked, studied, had a couple of classes. Yes, working, exams.
How about going out with friends?
Going out with friends. I actually have. Have been going out with friends.
That's good.
That has been, yes.
So where did you go?
And I just mostly just go around the city.
Right.
Yeah, it was not like other cities and so on. It's just, I don't really exactly remember what happened during the past 2 weeks.
Wow. What happened to your memory?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
you know what happened to my memory? Because I slept like a grizzly bear.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
Solid burn, man. Solid burn. Yeah,
right.
Wait for it. Okay.
So, it's been 2 weeks. Now we're back here talking about more about random things. Random. Very, very, very random. So last episode, we talked about personalities and so on and so forth, characters, whatever. So you got to know me a little bit better. Parto got to know me a little bit better. But today, we're going to dive into that particular area deeper and see where we go from now. So what do you have?
Questions?
Oh.
A game?
Questions.
Yeah.
I love questions.
Yeah. Sarcasm.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. So,
I'm excited, like a child.
Okay. Yeah.
Yay.
Come on. Anyways, should you start with questions or not?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Get into the, your questions.
Give me the question.
Okay. You know, I was planning for something, but let's just leave it for later.
Okay.
I'm going to ask some questions.
Okay.
How would you like to spend your money, let's say?
Spend my money?
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple of interests. First of all, my, a lot, like everyone you ask has a particular interest. Some people are interested in sports.
Right.
Some people are interested in spending money on food, clothes,
right.
Jewelry, and so on.
I particularly
love spending money on computer hardware.
Wow.
That if I had money, a lot of money, like too much money on my hands, I would basically just spend every single day going to hardware markets and would just basically first look and get myself hungrier, and then I would just spend my money on a lot of, you know,
that's
CPUs
right.
and, you know,
that's cool.
Parts, yeah, and so on. Yeah. And gaming.
All
right. Right. So what would you spend your money on?
Trips, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I love to just travel all around the world, like everywhere. Like state of Oregon, I don't know, like Sydney, Rio, everywhere. Like I love these kind of places.
And how would you like to travel?
Doesn't matter. It just matters if I travel. Like, I don't care what it is. A train, I don't know, airplane, mm-hmm. whatever, a car.
So it's, not the, moving part that interests you. It's the destination.
It's not exactly that way. It's actually, I don't care what it is, because everything, actually, we used to take trips with, mm-hmm. You know, it has some own pleasures. And yeah, I would like to try all of those stuff.
I see. Together. Right. Well, traveling. I love traveling. Like, when it comes to traveling a little bit, I'm not very interested into getting dirty in traveling, if you know what I mean. Like, I love going into the jungles. I love it. I love going to the desert. I love going to the beach. I love just putting, you know, getting my feet buried in the sand. I love doing this, but mm-hmm. I sometimes also like being luxurious, staying in a 5-star hotel, uh-huh. and, you know, just being comfortable when I'm taking a trip. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I always love it, but, you know, sometimes I really prefer staying in a very comfortable place and so on. Right.
Right. That's
right.
Good.
You need to speak up louder. Yeah.
Okay. It's because of my, you know, it's because of my seat. You know, it's always like a little bit in here, and I could just be like, yeah, we're good. Thank you for that. I don't think we can move it. Anyways,
I don't think we should move it. What was that?
Yeah, that was.
What was that? That was the cell phone etiquette, bro. Yeah. Right? We were supposed to put our cell phones on silent mode, like I have done before we came here.
All right.
It doesn't mean that I did it right now, so I just basically thought of putting my cell phone on silent mode before I came here.
I didn't see what you've done right now. You see, I'm blind.
You see, people can't see what we're doing here.
That's unfair. We should do something about it. Yeah, I don't like it.
So, great. Okay. That's great. Perfect. So, what about the others?
What about the others? Yeah. Okay. What makes you mad?
What makes me mad?
Right.
I mean, I'm not generally a very angry person.
I know.
I mean, like, if I'm really mad, I'm just like, well, there are a lot of stages to me being mad. Uh-huh. I'm either mad and absolutely furious. Being mad, I'm just like, okay, well, I don't, maybe, like, I might not show it. I might not even express it. Mm-hmm. But people's stupidity.
People's stupidity.
Yeah, some people's stupidity, people's arrogance, people's selfishness, and so on. Sometimes there are lots of things that people do that gets me mad. I don't have the tendency to express my madness, mm-hmm. but it just gets me mad. I just question why, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. Like, for example, one of the things that gets me mad is when people, you know, the office that I work in, it's not personally my office. Like, it's not my own office per se. It's like a shared mm-hmm. classroom, office, whatever.
So I
get in there and I like act as a supervisor and so on. So what gets me mad is when people don't knock on the door.
Okay.
It's like they just get inside. They just ram inside. Like,
all right.
What the thing is, I don't tell them. Okay. Sometimes I do. Mm. Sometimes when I'm really angry, I just basically straightforward tell them that, dude or ma'am, please, uh-huh. like, the etiquette says knock on the door. Mm-hmm. If you hear come in, then you come in.
I get
If you don't hear anything, you wait or knock on again. Some people just, you know, basically rage in mm-hmm. and sit down. And that's kind of one of the things that I told you about people's stupidity.
So cool.
It's just common sense.
I get it. How about your students? Don't study or something like that?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't get mad when somebody doesn't study. It's their life. I mean,
I get it. The
fact that somebody doesn't study shows that they don't care. I mean, if one of my students doesn't study, why should I get mad? I mean, what is the reason for me to get mad? I mean, I tell them that as a teacher, I expect them to study. Mm-hmm. As a teacher, I just really want them to study because it's for their own good. But, you know, if they don't study, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish all teachers were like you.
Yeah, I don't give a flying ass.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't give a...
Okay.
So what makes you mad?
Yeah. What makes me mad?
Yeah.
You said that. I hate it when a person lies to me. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
You're going to be mad through your whole life if that makes you mad.
I understand when the lie is just too big. You know, I totally figure out, oh, God, I hate mm-hmm. the way I'm sitting. It's just stupid. Okay. Then you just be comfortable. I get it. You know, there's a thing in here. I don't know what it is. I feel like, I'm going to fall down, but I don't give a... that was too close. I was saying it. You good? You need help?
Good? Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. That's it. That's great.
That's too much, I guess.
That's
all
great.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get it. Let's go.
Thank you for it. Okay.
Let's go.
Jeez.
So we're back again. Another question. What makes you mad?
Oh, yeah. I was saying, like, when the lie is too big or when a person who I care about lies to me, I'm like, oh, Jesus, please. It's just so bad. And, you know, I feel like when people think they're just too good at a thing, but they're actually not.
Oh, yeah. That makes me mad, too.
Yeah.
That makes me mad, too. You see, I've been seeing a lot of that. I've been seeing a lot of that around me lately.
Exactly.
People who know that they're not good, or I don't know. I don't know if they know they're good at that, whatever it is.
Exactly.
I know that they're not good at whatever it is, and it makes me mad because they just believe that they're so good at doing it,
exactly.
And they pretend to be good, but they're not shit.
That's fair.
That makes me mad. That just gets my nerves.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and if you think you're good at something, be sure that you're good at something. And if you're good at something, don't tell everybody that you're good at something.
Yeah.
If somebody is actually really good at something, they won't just tell everybody that they're fucking good at something.
Exactly.
They just keep it for themselves.
Exactly.
Like, if I go on, I'm good at this, I'm good at that. Just, you know, shut the fuck up.
That's okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So the other thing is that, what type of sounds, voices, you consider annoying? Like, you know, like if someone scratches the wall or something like
that.
Yeah,
you know, those are the general, like, the sounds that I consider irritating, like, you know, the screeching.
Yeah.
And, you know, the scratching on the surface and so on. But yeah, it just depends on where I am. I mean, like, it depends on where I am. Like, if I'm concentrating on something, any sound just basically irritates me. But yes, generally, I've actually never thought about this, interestingly. But yes, those annoying high-pitched sounds, such as screeching and scratching and so on, the chalk.
That's
And so on and so forth. What about you? Does any sound
irritate
you?
Yeah, I just mentioned some of them. Yeah. Like, so many sounds just do this to me. I don't know, my brain is just too sensitive to sounds.
Oh, I see.
It's like when a person can't sing, and that person starts singing, I'm like, God, please, please close your mouth, and that's it. Yeah, I just can't tolerate it, you know?
So what if I start singing?
I like your voice. So yeah. I'm not going to have any kind of problems with your singing.
Sure, I don't have any lyrics right now, but if I did, I would,
Do Homicide.
I can't. I mean, I was listening to it yesterday. I was just got back in there because I just, you know, got out from the whole rap, hip-hop for a while.
Uh-huh.
And for the past 2/3 weeks, I've been listening once again to heavy metal and rock and so on and so forth. So I just, yesterday, when I was in the car, I just, you know, I was like, hey, let's listen to Homicide again. I was like, whoa, this is... I mean, when you're listening to it, you imagine yourself singing it. And you get happy.
Yeah.
Because you look good singing it.
Exactly.
It's like imaginary. You're in a booth and singing. Everybody gets happy. Mm-hmm. But when you're actually trying it, you sound like a fucking shit.
It's not that bad, you know? Just try it. Yeah, I just personally memorize half of it.
Uh-huh.
It's cool.
Right. Yeah. Well, it does require a lot of practice, which I haven't done.
Yeah.
I see.
So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, oh, I had a question. If you could build a time machine or something like that, and you'd be able to just go, like, 10 years ago, would you just choose the way you did before, like, to become a narrator again, a teacher, to choose Nasir as an institute, I don't know, something like that?
10 years ago. Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, basically... 10 years ago was 2009, and 2009 was a really good year. I mean, I had if somebody asked me, like, what has been the best years of your life up to now, I would say that 2006, 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
Yeah, these were like, I was
what
like,
have you done?
Because I was like, I was just beginning to learn English back then. I was just beginning to learn English. And then those were the days where I went to English classes. I saw my friends because it was like, I was carefree.
Uh-huh.
I had like barely anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just, you know, go to English classroom and, you know.
That's cool.
And the period where when I was busy studying English and the movies I watched, the TV series that I followed, the vocabularies that I learned and the sense that I was improving in everything, it just gave me a good feeling. And the more important than that was the fact that I just basically, I went out with my friends after English class and just get movies, go back home.
Cool.
When I think about this, that those years were like magical, perfect. But,
cool.
But to answer your question, I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I might have chosen some things differently.
Like what?
I mean, I would definitely have started teaching because teaching actually improved me a lot. Not just the English aspect, it just improved me a lot in many aspects. And I got to know a lot of people during this period of my life. And
that's
some people more worthy than others. And but differently, I would have begun doing some things earlier. I mean, I would have begun being an editor much earlier. I would have begun I would have just...
Like, when would you...
Like, a couple of years earlier, that's what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not late. It's not like I'm 40 years old right now.
Late.
I mean, yeah, but I would basically not... that have done much difference.
I
mean, maybe like a little bit sooner than today and, you know, here and there. But yeah. What would you have done?
Well, 10 years ago.
You were seven.
Yeah. I was seven.
You were 7 years old. You were like, Mama.
Yeah, okay.
My candy.
I think I already am a seven-year-old anyways. I do crazy stuff anyways. Let's not get into that. I would. I don't know.
Right. Well, I'll ask you this question.
Please?
10 years from now.
Yeah, thank you for
10
that.
Years from now, we're going to be recording the episode number 2073.
Wow.
And then I'll ask you the same question.
Damn it.
Right. So.
Feels good.
Let's go. Keep them coming.
Okay. Last week, you used the word dreamy.
Dreamy.
Yeah. How would you describe the word dreamy?
Dreamy.
Yeah.
Dreamy. I see. Dreamy is basically like in a context of somebody who wants to achieve higher.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, not in the point that you're just lost in impossibility. Like you're thinking of doing things that are possible, but then again, you're not a conventional person.
Uh-huh.
So you are doing the things that you love, singing and, you know, and so on and so forth.
That's
and
right.
Just that was just a mere speculation that you might be a dreamy person. Not on the point that you just basically daydream or so on.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you want to do the things differently.
Yeah, it's not
and, and so on, but yes.
That's for sure,
right.
Yeah.
But are you dreamy?
I don't know.
In that context?
Maybe, I think so. Anyways.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Am I dreamy?
Yeah, I guess. Aren't you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, like, I think a lot.
Yeah.
I'm more of a realist than a dreamist.
Yeah, let's go on with it.
Dreamist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I do think a lot. I mean, I recognize the reality of surrounding.
Generally realistic.
Yes, generally realistic. I recognize what is real and what is not, and what is expected, what is achieved, what is impossible, what is possible.
I get it.
And I just calculate things logically.
You
and
think
then,
enough. You think a lot. That's good.
Yeah, and then I just, you know, basically like, but yeah, I'm somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very satisfied.
That's right.
With this state of mentality that I have right now, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Last week when I said I make people attached, which was a very complicated, weird thing, you said familiar. Yeah. What did that mean, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're backing? Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. She's going back to all these. Damn, how many times did you listen to that podcast?
I didn't.
You didn't, but you remembered.
Yeah, I'm not a fish, man. Please. Okay.
Familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I could have been thinking.
You do this.
I could have been
people?
Thinking. I mean, I don't do it consciously, right? But you know, just people do whatever they want. Just get attached, and you know,
okay.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, yes, just you know, the thing is, I don't get attached to people.
That's right.
I mean, there might be some people that mm-hmm. I'm attached to right now,
mm-hmm.
but generally, I do get people attached.
All right.
Confession.
Okay.
And distortion.
Yeah.
Right.
What makes people feel that way, you know? What is that about you?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is...
You don't know. See?
You just asked
me this last week, which was unfair. That's enough for me.
Look,
get it,
okay, so this is interesting. I don't want to say something that, you know, comes out because there are some things that you know about yourself, but you wouldn't like to share because you would jinx it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you would just put it out there. Like, people know what it is. You know what it is. Nobody talks about it,
okay.
But it is what it is. But if you talk about it, it just becomes
selfish.
I know. It does become selfish.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you have a pretty good idea of what it is.
All right.
I think you have a pretty good idea of what it is.
I do.
I don't know. Not you per se, but yeah.
Okay.
So, but interesting question.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to leave that to listeners. What makes people whatever?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah, I seriously wanted to like hear you saying, okay, you know, I'm like talented, I'm hot, I'm smart, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, that's
what is
it.
This? What is the other question?
Okay.
What is the other question?
What is your problem with this question, huh? You didn't answer it. Yeah. You did it to me last week, which was
I'm hot. I'm hot as hell after, but doesn't matter. And I'm handsome, just, you know, I got a sexy voice.
Oh, yeah,
doesn't
you
matter.
Are.
I smell good and just.
Okay.
That's beside the point. We're just going to ask him questions.
Jesus
just, you know.
Christ. Oh, that was selfish.
I'm just, you know, I'm just very attractive.
Yeah. Ooh, damn. Okay.
I mean, like, wow.
Would you please?
All right, continue.
Okay. I really wanted to know, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, wow. You see, I love these questions. I love these questions because nobody ever asks me these.
Yeah. I do.
My biggest fear, I mean, it's really hot right now. These.
I'm just dying. I'm burning. But you like the
hot
weather.
Hot.
Just sit here. Seriously, tolerate it.
It's really hot.
I'm dying.
Jesus
Christ, for fuck's sake. All right.
What? My fears?
Mm-hmm.
My fears.
Your fears.
My fears. I mean, like, damn. I mean, if I just want to talk about these things, I would just get into the psychological aspect and the philosophical aspect of
just
it. I don't want to do that because it's a comedy show. But it doesn't matter.
Come on.
So what makes me scared?
Mm-hmm. Or like the fear thing. I don't know. Scare it. Like, I don't want you to tell me like spider or cockroaches. I don't know. Something like that. Just I don't know. Whatever.
Fear of not knowing.
Wow. Okay.
Fear of, like, there are certain things that mm-hmm. makes you think. I mean, well, I'm going to go a little bit derivative in your question. I was watching a TV show. I don't know if you watched it, Black Mirror.
Sounds familiar.
Black Mirror is a British TV series, and, you know, mm-hmm. they have different episodes.
Yeah.
One of the episodes was that there was a group of people, traumatic people,
mm-hmm.
Who've been traumatized and so on. And one of the moms was talking about her daughter
mm-hmm.
who seemed to have been happy and mm-hmm. seemed to have been very healthy and functional, socially functional. And, you
That's
know, she
cool.
was 17 years old and then she killed herself. And then her mother was talking to these people and she was crying and saying that, I will never know why she did it
mm-hmm.
because she never said anything that was sad. I kept asking people questions and I kept reading through their diaries and looking in her bedroom and so on. But the fact that I will never be able to know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just hit me. And then
it hit me.
I'm like, I'm not, you know, conceptualizing the whole scenario like it's going to happen to me.
I get it.
But, you know, the fact, like the fear that you're never going to know why mm-hmm. something happened. It doesn't have to be necessarily about death, but it could be anything in particular.
That's
and
right.
so on and so on forth. And yes, I mean, I'm claustrophobic. I hate close spaces.
My mom's that way.
Yeah. I mean, that's really uncomfortable. Like the tighter the place, the more suffocating.
I get it.
It gets, it's just, you know, I start asphyxiating and mm-hmm. just hyperventilating and so on and so forth. It just, it's a kind
have
of phobia.
Have you ever done MRI, I think?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Yeah, how did that feel?
I mean, in the beginning, it was awful. Yeah. I mean, I did it two times and, you know, basically in the beginning, it was awful. And yeah. then just, you know, it's just a mental trick.
Yeah, it's
every phobia is a trick that your mind plays on you.
Exactly.
It's all about controlling it. And mm-hmm. I could actually control
that's
my
good.
Phobia. Yeah, that's it. What good. About you? Do you have any phobias?
I don't think so.
Do you have?
I don't know.
Do you have something that is good? Let me show you something.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners are not going to be able to see, but you're going to be able to see it, but they're going to hear your reaction
uh-huh.
to what it is. Something that is called this one. I'm going to show you the picture. And then without telling me, tell me what it feels like.
What it feels like. Complicated. It's like, you know.
How do you feel about this?
I can't say I feel good. It's like weird. Yeah.
Does it make All you right. feel a little bit weird?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Sort of does. Yeah.
Right. Now, this
is
phobia
this?
Is called trypophobia.
Uh-huh.
Trypophobia is a phobia of a lot of very small circles and holes mm-hmm. right next to each other.
Right.
And it's just nerve-wracking looking at it and so on.
I think
but, you know, it just didn't...
so many people feel this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not really, you know, it's not too much that I can say, okay, it's a phobia thing, I guess.
Height?
Sort of, yeah.
I mean, I used to have fear of height before, especially when I was like 5, 6 years old, because mm-hmm. one of my recurring dreams back when I was 5 or 6, because I usually remember most of my dreams,
right.
was
cool.
that I was like in high places, like a high apartment with mm-hmm. no barriers or, you know, fences. It was just one roof.
I still see those kind of dreams,
And my knees would get weak in the dream, and the soles of my feet would just mm-hmm. start sweating and...
You would fall down finally.
Yeah, and so on. But you know, right now it doesn't mm-hmm. bother me. I mean, like the first time I took an airplane mm-hmm. was fascinated. I was like, I didn't care about the height.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The airplane.
Any other phobias
different.
Do you have?
I can't say it's a phobia. I'm scared of being a failure. Like, it was always one of my fears. It's weird, I know.
Have you ever been put down because of being a failure by anyone?
Not really. Maybe. I don't remember. But you need to be a failure sometimes.
Of course you do need to be a failure. You don't have to succeed
to me,
all the time.
Of course it did, but yeah, it's just...
I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I really do.
Meh, you know, you just fail. It doesn't matter. I mean, like, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, you might be very good at something. You expect a lot of yourself, and then you just basically go on and fail. Everybody just, you know, tells you, why? What happened? And, you know, did you not do it enough?
Yeah, I did it.
Yo.
I did it so many times.
I don't care that I failed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody fails. And, you know, the fact is not... It's not the failure mm-hmm. that is bad. It's the reception...
Exactly.
That you get from people
exactly.
that is bad. Like, people just remind you of this and make you feel bad. Imagine you're the only person alive on the earth and you just fail at something. Do you care?
Down.
You
that's
won't give
right.
a shit. Like, you know, it's just the people
that's right.
that mess it up.
That's so right.
But yeah.
Yeah. I asked most of my questions, I guess. What are the bad points? What are the bad manners you think you got and you should work on it?
Damn. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a number of things. You know, I'm not trying to sound totally selfish.
You know,
or
we can just skip this question if it's
no, it's perfect. It's perfect. I'm just trying to think because, you know, people don't ask me these questions. So it's like the first time mm-hmm. that somebody actually asks me these questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I love being asked questions. I told you a couple of episodes
ago. Yeah.
Like nobody asked me. I mean, I have asked these questions of all the people around me, but nobody ever asked me back.
Uh-huh.
I have to think about this, I mean, like, one of the things that might be a problem, I mean, I'm not sure, I actually don't think it's a problem, is that the sense of being left alone
mm-hmm.
from time to time is
mm-hmm.
like, I have this sense, I'm not a loner,
I get
it. But I prefer being alone a lot of the times.
That's not a big problem.
It's not a big problem, but it becomes like kind of, it's somehow like an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say I'm in a relationship or I'm with friends or relatives.
Mm-hmm.
After some time, there is like a feeling of being exhausted and drained. Like there is a meter for my sociability.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's 100%. It just, the more I am with people, this sociability just drains out. It's like 9%, like recharge. Be alone for a while.
I get it.
And then I need to be alone. I really do need to be alone. When I'm saying it, mean it. I just need to go home, just be alone, play video games, search on the web. I just need to be alone. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone or share anything until this sociability recharges up to 100%, then I need to go back again.
I get it.
And then it happens more than usual. I mean, if it was like a kind of a intermittent thing, it would have been fine, but it's actually more than usual. But yes, about you? What do you what is something that you think,
what exactly
do you need to change?
Actually, I'm not really confident. Yeah, you know, I'm not really so sure about what I'm doing, and I sometimes I can say I don't have plans for my life. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do about this, like, studying shit? And, you know, it just freaks me out anyways.
Does it scare you, the thought of the future?
Exactly. Like, I mean, what's it going to be? Like, what I'm going to be? It's Yeah.
It's whatever. Really, it's whatever. Just, you know,
it is important.
Go on with your life.
It really matters.
Try your best.
Exactly. I should do my best. The other problem is that
just let the shit flow.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, let it flow. Just, you know.
I know what you're saying. You know, the thing is that I'm not going to, like, use 100% of my ability to just do something. It's like I'm a lazy ass person, generally. And it's like I'm on energy saving mode most of the time. It's
and not I a mean, very good I mean, thing, look, you know? look. The thing is, it's actually interesting because some people feel bad about, you know, hey, I didn't do that particular thing. I didn't go to the gym today, and I just didn't study that book, or I haven't read for a while.
Because I know I'm getting to it later.
Stop feeling bad about yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not telling you to be a useless fucking idiot all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're, like, not doing those particular things for a while, all right. It's okay. It's fine. You don't have to suffocate yourself and choke out yourself on a lot of things at the same time. You know, do this, do that. You know, like some parents who basically send their children to 1,000 activity classes in summer. Like, my child goes to a piano class, a swimming class, this and that. My son is this. You know, bro, like, give your fucking child a break.
You know? Yeah, it's just different. Like, if I personally would have a kid someday, I would just teach that kid so many languages because it's really something needed, you know. It's just, it should be there. It matters for me. Like,
the languages. Right.
Yeah, different types of it.
Yeah, if I ever do have a kid, I think I'm going to be a good, I think I could be a good father.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I ever will be a father, but if I do become a father someday, I'm pretty sure I will. I mean, there are a lot of things that I could teach my own. I mean, my own offspring.
That's right.
We've been talking for 30 minutes. That's great. We're going to compensate today. We're going for 75 minutes.
No way.
No, I'm kidding. But yes, as I was saying, I was like, I think I'm going to be a good father. I mean, I have a lot of things to teach my, like, I want to sit on a rock facing the ocean with my 5-year-old, 6-year-old child who doesn't barely know anything.
Child. Girl or a boy?
I don't care.
Which one you'd rather? Come on.
A girl.
A girl.
Yes.
Okay.
If it's like a firstborn, I'd rather it, you know, to be a girl. But yes. But it doesn't really matter. It's just a child. And then I would just sit and, you know, talk to the child as if the child is an adult. Even though I know the child is not going to comprehend what I'm saying.
That's
right. The child is still going to think that, daddy, I'm going to go, whatever.
Yeah.
After this.
You know,
I know the child is going to listen to me and look up to me and say, and listen to me with those eyes. And like, son, in life, there are a lot of things that, you know, you need to consider. There's this, is that? You know, I'm just going to put my hand on the shoulder of the child and talk to him or her and then teach him or her a lot of things. But I know at the end of the day, they're not going to understand.
Of course.
But it's good. But it's good. It's good to understand. But once they grow up and, you know, they're just going to remember what... And I'm going to be gone. And they're going to talk about, like, my father was a great man. He talked to me about this and that and so on and so forth. You know, all that bullshit.
Cool.
I'm getting sentimental about this, but, you know, you know what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, but yeah, I'm not there yet. I still consider myself a child. I still consider myself unprepared for that sort of thing.
That's right.
But, in the future.
You're so young. You're 27, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not 27. I'm 17. I'm 17.
All right.
I'm 17. I'm 17.
17.
Go to your next question.
17.
I'm 17.
Teen or T?
I'm 17.
Okay. 17. What's so good about being 17?
Huh? About 17. I mean, I love being 17. I love being a teenager. It's really great. It's just good. I mean, it's unusual for a 17 to have this voice, but you know, I'm just.
Yeah, you're 17.
But yeah.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
Do you? Yeah.
All right. Sure.
What do you do when you're home alone?
I was gonna ask you this question.
Lost it. Woo. Okay.
Damn. All right. So, being alone. That's one of the things I love. I mean, being alone, it's a dangerous thing because
it's like so peaceful.
It's peaceful.
Lovely.
There's no attempt to deal with anyone or anything.
That's right.
It's just so you can gather your thoughts. You can deal with it yourself. The voices in your head.
Wow.
You can deal with the voices
in your
head.
Okay, that was deep. That was so deep.
And then, but yeah, so I just love it. I just feel... Because I think a lot, and I'm constantly thinking. Mm-hmm. Not thinking about something that I'm worried about, but, you know, I love thinking about random stuff. Just jump from here to there and there, and I do a lot of stuff while thinking, and I just clean the house or wash dishes, and I love washing dishes.
That's
and I love thinking about whatever while washing dishes. It's just the thing that, you know... There is time for talking. There is time for socializing, mutual interaction,
That's
giving
right.
and receiving words and so on. But there's also time for you to reflect on yourself.
That's
you
right.
You don't need to be with other people. But it's a dangerous thing. I mean, like, if you get into being alone a lot, you're just going to love being alone a lot.
Exactly.
But yeah. But to the point, like, superficially, video game, movies, I love watching while eating. Eating while watching.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, I just love doing it. Mm-hmm. Like having this dinner right in front of the monitor and watching a TV series that I love. You know, I just love doing it. I hate eating while just eating.
Yeah.
Like people sitting around like on a table and they just eat. That's it. Like all you hear is a clicking sound, clinging sound of the, you know, the whatever, you know, spoon and whatever. It's just not for me.
I get it.
But yeah. And then there's video games. There's I sometimes absolutely don't do anything. I'm just, you know, in the middle of the room or the apartment, just thinking about whatever.
Staring at walls and stuff.
And thinking.
Thinking.
About, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about the wall. This wall looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's that spot?
Spot looks good. Sometimes you ever do this thing like you look down on the rug or the market. Yeah. What am I saying? I mean, you look down at the carpet, right? And then you figure out a face.
You'd be like...
Because of the shapes of the carpet, you figure out a face. There's a face. It's like a mermaid. Like you think of these things. It is so basic. If people could see how much I'm sweating right now because of how fucking hot it is right now.
You deserve it. Yeah.
It's just, are you not sweating?
I'm still good, you know.
That means you're not hydrated enough.
It's so hot. Jesus.
That means you don't drink water. That means your body is at the brink of failure.
It's not
I drink
right.
a lot of water.
That's not right.
Every episode, I have a bottle of with me.
Yeah, you just drink. Okay.
You can hear the sounds.
Okay.
There's a bottle of water right next to me where I drink a lot of water. So that means my body is healthy and hydrated. Therefore, I perspire a lot. But you don't. So, which means that I'm a healthier human being than you are. which puts me at an advantage than you, which okay. means that I'm a better human being than you are.
Okay, lucky you.
Even though
lucky
we're at the
you,
same
man.
Age.
Lucky you.
We're the same. You're not getting back at me, which means you're
Jesus.
Done.
Jesus, all right.
You're done. I won this. All right. I won this episode now.
Okay.
I won.
Wait for it. Wait for it, man. Wait for it. Okay.
Oh, we are 40 minutes. All right. Thank you very much. Are you done with the...
I have one more thing.
Sure.
Well,
of course. Yeah, sure,
thank
sure.
Thank you. I say a word. You tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything. Like,
okay.
I don't care what it is. Okay?
Okay.
Like, I may say ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You may say...
Peaceful.
Peaceful. Dancing.
Weird.
Sorry. Life.
Mysterious.
Hate.
Unneeded.
Unneeded. Cool. Creative.
Uncommon.
Cool one. Okay. Let's say dogs.
Lovely.
Cats.
Lovelier.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay.
I'm gonna give you some words.
Yeah?
I'm gonna give you some words.
Why is that? You're copying. No, you stole it.
Right.
You stole it. You see,
I'm
would.
Give you some words.
I have more creativity.
Right, sure, of course.
Yeah, I'm a better human being than you are.
We know who's
got
creativity.
I got this. Yeah, I won this podcast.
We know who's got
yeah,
creativity.
We got this. I got this solid burn back, man. Okay.
Right, I'm gonna give you some words.
Okay.
Yellow.
Cute.
Horses.
Loyal.
Marriages.
Sensitive.
Very good. I actually like that one.
Yeah.
Death.
Controllable.
Controllable. Okay, I will get that later.
Okay.
I'm going to remember this next session.
Jesus, please. I'm just saying, I don't know what I'm saying. It just comes to my mind.
Summer.
I would say Mehdi, you know. Yeah.
That's great.
No, wait. Swimming.
Swimming. Pizza.
Lovely.
The smell of my socks.
Jeez.
Lovelier. Yeah. Yes.
No, come
that's
on,
how we
man.
Do it.
That's all right.
That's how we
was
do it.
Was that serious?
What?
That was serious?
Yeah, that was serious.
Yeah, I'm going to go with gross. Wouldn't
gross?
Be a good thing. Wait.
You think the smell of my socks is gross?
No, wait. I'm going to go with Thea. Would you please not look at me like that? Thank you. Let me see.
You're thinking Jeez. About it. You're thinking too much about this
yeah,
one of my size, which means
just
that...
Just go with gross. Yeah.
Gross, right.
Gross.
It's not gross.
It is gross.
Thank you very much. So this was pretty
Thank
long.
Thank you so much. Loved it.
Episode 8. Yo, follow us up on Instagram.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I absolutely post nothing on Instagram, or follow it nonetheless.
Would you please do?
Be my guest.
Would you please do? Thank you for that. Like a part of it, a piece of what we do. Please.
Yeah, we were going to post something
Thank
on Instagram. I'm going to post something on Instagram,
yeah.
But yes.
We got 23 followers. I love it.
Yeah.
And I just read, I think your friend just left a comment.
Yeah, one of my friends did.
Yeah.
One of my friends
That
did.
Was a good one. Thank
he's
you
really
for
good
that,
guy.
Man.
Yeah, he's
I don't
really
know
good.
You, but yeah,
yeah,
thank you for it.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, you can listen to this podcast on a lot of platforms. The platforms include Spotify, iTunes, there's Google Podcast, there's a Stitcher, then there's Radio Public. Basically, any platform of your choice, you can listen, and you can search The More with Mehdi Yad, which is Y-A-D and M-E-H-D-I for the first name. Thank you for the episode. Thank you. Thanks to the studio for making it possible. Once again, we're recording at the studio here at ACCVS, accompaniment studio here in Karaj. And you can visit their page on Instagram or their channel on Telegram to get more information about any other podcast, basically. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see you next week.
Bye bye. Thank you for that.
Let's go.
Woo.
All right. Jesus. I'm dying.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
All right.
Ci sono?